Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Happy to have on the phone with me now 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg from Washington, D.C. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Good to talk with you.
Well, I guess the first question, and probably the most obvious question off the bat, is when you heard of the death of Osama bin Laden, your reaction and your thoughts?
Well, it was a reaction, I think, a sobering thought that something that had been contemplated now and planned out and worked toward for almost 10 years was finally completed and justice had been served. It wasn't a satisfaction or relief that came with in a nice way, but rather a relief that justice had been innocently murdered on 9/11, 4,000 innocent souls by this character. They had been vindicated. Lives hadn't been brought back. Families' experience had not been changed, except for the fact that justice had been carried out, and this man was no longer on the earth and capable of perpetrating the crimes that he had carried out.
I got the feeling so much. I happened to be flying yesterday morning, and I had noticed the difference between kind of the tone of TSA agents and so forth flying, and the passengers as well, versus when I flew Friday evening. Do you think we need to be more vigilant today and in the aftermath of this event than we were before?
I would say no, and I say it with caveat. We must be eternally vigilant. That we are in a world now that will never be the same as what we certainly grew up in. Certainly, I grew up in. And yet, we are free Americans, and we ought to continue with our due diligence, our eternal vigilance, and yet continue as free people, enjoying the opportunities that we have as Americans that many people could never take for granted. We can't take them for granted, but I think in turn, to understand that what is being done by our forces, both Homeland Security and our military forces, are just amazing. And the more I hear, I just came from a briefing, the more I hear, the more amazed I am at the abilities that there are in our resources, the training that's gone on, and the continued due diligence that cares for not only the freedoms that we have, but making sure that those who step in our way are dealt with appropriately. So I would say what is going on right now is no different than what went on during the and leading up to the capture and ultimately killing of Osama bin Laden. And let's carry on as Americans, enjoying our life and moving forward.
Well, and when you're just speaking now, sir, it reminded me, of course, that this has been going on, as you said, for 10 years. He has been hunted, and we've been looking for him for this long a period of time. And, of course, it wasn't part of the daily dialogue, although it was going on behind the scenes. And out of necessity, it couldn't be part of the daily dialogue what was going on to hunt for him.
Absolutely. And what ultimately brought about the final story it is still going on, and I think that's something that the purveyors of terror that are still out there and are right now a bit discombobulated because, frankly, they have been upset. Their leader has been taken out. The number one target is gone, and now who is going to fall into that spot? Well, they've got to decide that, and I think that's not going to come easy for them. We are ahead of the game now and need to stay there. But it is constant vigilance that goes on. And frankly, that is the good thing that we have in place in this country that other countries don't have. That not only do we have qualified people, but we have people that are patriots, that understand what America is about, that are willing to give of their lives and their futures in order to secure America. And to have people like that leading the charge gives us some security as Americans that they are not going to go beyond what our Bill of Rights, our Constitution would allow, and yet they will do the due diligence to make sure that the purveyors of terror and criminal activity in a terrorist way will have to worry And their constant vigilance will have to be more so even than ours.
I'm reading reports just today, sir, that talk about bin Laden was not armed, didn't have guards around the home where he was staying at the time. I wonder if he got a little complacent that we weren't still looking, or I'm trying to figure out the thought process there.
Well, I would hesitate to comment on that. I think in the days ahead there will be a fuller story given of what can be given, at least without giving away tactics, tools, and abilities to terrorists that we have to continue to concern ourselves with. But I think I can at least say, without violating anything, that he wasn't necessarily getting complacent. And frankly,
we're just that good.
We are that good, and they are good too, in the sense that they can get away with some things that we can't, and they're the ones that we're looking for, and so sometimes that mandates a little bit more time and effort taken. Plus, I think I can safely say, and you'll understand, that we concern ourselves with some issues. And some decencies that certainly bin Laden and his ilk don't ever concern themselves with, including how they treat women and children.
Well, that became obvious and apparently in his final moments.
Yeah, very, very much. I think that's something about the character, the mind, the person that we were dealing with, and the ones that we will continue to deal with. It is a different mindset, and I hope America never forgets that.
The Pakistan's involvement, and there's still a lot of questions to be answered. Do you have questions about Pakistan's involvement with him living right there?
I do. And had some of those questions answered today, but they're significantly our questions that remain. One, Pakistan is in a rough spot right now. Either they appear to be part of the problem or totally incompetent, and that's a rough spot to be in. And from the other side of the ledger, they can appear to be involved with the United States in allowing this to happen this way. And thus putting themselves in considerable harm's way with terrorist organizations, and also looking entirely incompetent. So they are not in a good situation right now. And I can safely assume that there will be many questions, debriefings, and whatever going on with Pakistani officials alongside of American officials.
Well, anything else you'd like to add, sir, about the situation?
Well, I think we can take heart in the fact that just like the hounds of heaven or the hounds of hell that are talked of in literature going out throughout the earth and never giving up, the same was true here with the United States military and intelligence forces. I think we can feel good about the fact that eight or 9 years ago, we began to restore the capabilities of the intelligence gathering forces immediately following 9/11. And as a result of that, these forces were put in place that did awesome work in not only these last several days, but leading up to it, that would not have taken place had not those dollars been put toward rebuilding intelligence gathering sources and tools and forces that had been let slip for a while leading up to 9/11. So I think it shows the world we're living in, plus sometimes what we have to invest in making sure that we keep America a land of freedom, opportunity, security, and a nation that can move forward with free citizens that can enjoy the fruits of liberty.
Well said, sir. Thank you for your time this evening.
Look forward to talking again.
Thank you so much. 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg from Washington, D.C. this evening. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.